Good morning, my friends. This is Missionary James Robinette with Action International Ministries Uganda. May the Lord of glory, the Lord of grace, the Lord of all blessing strengthen you with his mighty grace in your inner man today, that you will trust Christ and look to Christ, love him, love the Father and the Holy Spirit, and so fulfill God's glorious purposes in your hearts and your very lives in his great salvation. And then, my friends, may the Lord give you such sufficient grace that you will love your neighbor and especially your Christian brother and sister as yourself today, and so fulfill the holy law of God and the holy law of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his name. He is ever blessed. He is faithful and he is true. Glory to the Lord God Almighty, to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. My friends, it's my joy to share verses with you this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in which we see that God in his faithfulness does not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able, but in temptation he makes the way of escape that we may be able to bear it. In these wonderfully encouraging verses, God tells us that he is aware of our need of his presence and assistance and strengthening in these times when we are tempted to do evil. God will help us at those times. Praise his name. And so, my friends, I'm encouraged to share with you precious truth from the Bible here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 this morning. And we trust once again, prayerfully, that God will bless his word to our hearts. Our contact number is 0782-652-143. Please contact us if you have questions about today's sermon or if there is a way that we might be able to help you, perhaps in Christian counseling. And so, my Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Jesus, praise you, Jesus. Mighty and faithful God. Thank you for the word of God. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless this holy word, this truth to our hearts once again this Lord's Day morning. And Father, I pray that you will bring strength and grace into the hearts of my friends who are tempted, perhaps severely tempted at this very moment. And I pray that you will show us, Lord, your great care for us, such care that there is nothing that can come upon us that will ultimately crush us, but that you are with us and you will always carry us through. You will always help us and aid us and strengthen us. Thank you, Lord, for such a glorious promise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And so, my friends, let me read a few verses in context here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and then we'll read the verses that deal directly with today's sermon. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink." And then we find in verse 6 that the Bible says, "Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted." And then we find in context again in verse 14, "Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry." Praise God. And so, my friends, we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that Paul is bringing before us examples of how it is that the Jews in the Old Testament times and the times of Moses were tempted to evil, and how it is that they fell into evil and committed certain sins. And those sins are listed for us here. They lusted after evil things. They committed idolatry. They committed sexual immorality. And this resulted in the death of 23,000 in one day. They tempted Christ, that is, they did not trust God for his provision, and they were destroyed by serpents. They complained, and so it is that these things happened to them, Paul tells us, and they are written in the scripture for our encouragement, for our admonition. We who upon the end of the ages have come, he says there. That speaks of Christians living in the last days from the time of the crucifixion and resurrection and ascension of the Lord until the very last day of creation in this world as we know it. And so the Jews were tempted to sin in these ways. And it is true today, as it was true for them, that we too at times are tempted to sin in these ways against our great and glorious God and dishonor him. And so in context, Paul is encouraging the people to then flee from idolatry and flee from their eating meat that had been sacrificed to idols so that they had no nearness to evil. They were instructed to be separated from evil. And then he ends this chapter with the note that all things are for the glory of God, that God has redeemed his people for his glorious purpose, that we don't live just to eat and drink, but that we are to love God and love our neighbor as ourselves, and that God has purposed this, and so it is that we are to glorify him in all things. Now, with that context set, let's look at verses 12 and 13. Let me read those verses for you. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. And I want to share with you now the lyrics of a great and wonderful hymn from the late 1800s, and it deals with this issue of not yielding to temptation. Yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight manfully onward, dark passions subdue. Look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and earnest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. To him that overcometh, God giveth a crown. Through faith we shall conquer, though often cast down. He who is the Savior, our strength will renew. Look ever to Jesus. He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. He will carry you through. Amen. And so, my friends, I believe this hymn really speaks well to the heart of these verses, and that is simply that the Lord, the great and faithful God, is a sufficient and able, perfectly sufficient Savior, perfectly able Savior, and he will deliver us in the face of temptation and even in the face of severe temptations, in hard testings. And we remember this morning that the Lord Jesus himself taught us to pray that God would keep us from temptation, that is, from hard testings. And so that is a very good petition. We should often pray it, even daily, that God will help us. And when evil presses upon us and we are moved by the evil one to sin against God and dishonor God and harm others in our sinful actings and thinkings and desires, then we must know that we will, by God's grace, resist the devil. We have prayed that God will keep us from hard testing, and we will have the victory and not sin against God. And my friends, I have before me on my desk as I'm recording this sermon a picture of an ancient Christian by the name of Origen. He was an early Christian father in the first centuries of the church. And Origen was a man who was mightily used by God in the early church. And he was a man who was persecuted because of his faithfulness to God and because of his able leadership. So it is that the Roman Emperor Decius then tortured Origen. And the picture depicts this. It shows that Origen is bound to a wall and his arms and hands have been raised behind him and are chained to the wall. And then his ankles, his legs and feet have been placed in a wooden stock. And so it is that his legs have been spread apart. And you can see in this depiction that he is forced to hold himself in this agonizing position, a position of great pain. But so it is that when he was tortured and came into this time of great temptation and testing, that Origen found sufficient grace. And so it is that though he was locked in this dark cell and that his feet were stretched to a crippling degree, that Origen did not yield and deny the Lord Jesus, though he was subjected to this prolonged and agonizing torture. And so it is that the Emperor Decius was killed on the German front, and Origen was released. And so he conquered manfully, just as the hymn that I read shared with us, that Christians are called to conquer manfully, even in a time of torture, a time of hard testing. And my friends, I want to share some reflections upon these verses with you this morning. And again, it's my hope and prayer that this will be a mighty encouragement to you as you battle against sin and as you overcome sin when you are tempted. First of all, we see that we have strong encouragement from the verses to remember and know that God is faithful. God is faithful. That's found in verse 13. And because God's nature is that he has promised and he is faithful to his word, that is that he will perform and fulfill what he has promised, we know that God has promised to us in Scripture in many places that he will aid us and assist us and strengthen us in our time of need. And so Paul's encouragement to us there in verse 12 is that in seeing the failure and fall of the ancient Israelites into sin, we must consider them and our likeness to them, and we must humbly consider that we too could fall into sin. The proud man who is likely to fall into sin is a man who will think that he cannot sin against God in certain ways. But when we are truly humbled by the grace of God, we see our weakness, we see our wickedness, we see our tendency to go against God and to not love our neighbor, to break his commandment. We see our tendency to quickly rush headlong into sin, and we will therefore humbly cry out to God and be careful so that we take heed lest we fall into sin. So Paul is encouraging us to humbly remember the example of those who also followed Christ in the desert, the ancient Israelites, and to consider their fall and then to consider prayerfully and humbly that we need God's help so that we do not fall. In fact, this must be one of the greatest difficulties that a Christian faces in life, these great falls into sin, even scandalous sin. I must say I fear that. I pray to God often that he will keep me from that. And I am aware of my weakness. Were it not for God's grace, then I could easily fall because I am as weak as water in myself. But my confidence is in the glorious grace of God who will protect me and guard me and assist me in times of temptation. We find that in verse 13. The glorious promise of God is that there is no temptation, that is, there is no situation in which we will find ourselves as believers in God, in which we will absolutely be forced to sin against God. In every temptation, when we find ourselves lured into sin and in such a powerful way that we could sin, we will find that God's grace is sufficient. No temptation will overtake us. And so we are encouraged, first of all, here, that in times of great temptation, we can be more than conquerors in Christ. There is no temptation which inherently has in it such evil that would just knock us off our feet that we cannot overcome. No temptation has overtaken you. No situation will come upon us in God's care and providence that we cannot endure faithfully in the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we must be encouraged too that he tells us that all of our temptations, every situation in which we are hard tested, is a situation that others have also faced. You see, temptations of every type are common to man. This encourages us that we are not alone in our temptations, that others have been tempted just as we are, but have been faithful to God and received grace from Christ and did not sin against God. And so we are not alone in our temptation. We have the example of many wonderful believers in the Bible, in both the Old and New Testament, who overcame great temptations. And so we remember that others have overcome in time of temptation, and we see that God was faithful to them just as he is faithful to us there in verse 13. And our great and faithful God will not allow us in his great power, in his sovereignty, to be tempted beyond what we are able. Praise the Lord. God has promised he will aid us. His grace is sufficient for us. And so we must consider at this point that James 1, 12 through 18 are really wonderful verses that speak directly to our text here. They're obviously quite related to the text in that James, another prophet of God, a New Testament prophet, tells us about God's ability to help us in temptation. Let me begin reading in verse 12. That's James chapter 1. Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And so we see the glorious truth here that James is declaring to us, that we are blessed when we endure temptation. Temptation here is defined as an enticement to sin against God. It is distinguished from a trial, the trials of our faith there in verse 2, where James says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. And the distinction is this, that temptation is a type of trial, but temptation is always from the evil one. It is an enticement to sin against God, whereas trials are often God's testing of us. And the testing is meant to strengthen us, and it is worked for our good. And so that's the distinction. Temptation is from the evil one. Trials are intended by God for our good in his perfect and faithful plan for us. So James tells us that when we are enticed to sin against God, that when we overcome the temptation, just as Paul encourages us to over, us to overcome, then when we have been approved, that is when we have endured the temptation and not sinned against God, that we will then receive the crown of life. You see, believers are those who are tempted but overcome, and we will show ourselves to be true and approved to God. And so be encouraged that the nature of our new life in Christ is such that we are overcomers. We are victorious in the face of temptation, and so we are glorified. The Lord has promised this blessing, that is, the receiving of the crown of life, to those who love Him. And we must say again, too, that God has also promised in many verses that He will assist us when we are enticed to evil. So that James teaches us that when we are tempted to evil, we must not be confused and think that God Himself is enticing us to evil, because God's nature is such that He is perfectly good and holy. He, in His powerful essence, cannot be enticed to evil. The devil cannot entice God to evil, and God, in His perfect goodness and holiness, does not entice anyone to evil. So all enticements to evil come from the enemy. And it is the nature of God, His desire, that all men do not sin against Him. So that when we are tempted, James teaches us in verse 14, and we are drawn away by our own desires, much as the ancient Israelites were following Christ in the desert. They lusted in their hearts, and they were drawn away from God, from the truth of God, from the knowledge of His nature and assistance. They were drawn away from truth and grace and God Himself by their own evil desires. And when they were drawn away, they were even more strongly enticed to sin against God. And so then this evil desire gave birth to sinful action. This is called sin. Sin, therefore, will bring about death. And so we see, my friends, that God does not tempt us to evil. That God does test us in times of trial. And it's probably wonderfully true that one of the great purposes of God in testing us, because He knows us and He knows that true believers are genuine, is that He encourages us and showing us by our victory in trials that we too are genuine. In other words, this is a powerful way that God will show us that we are truly saved. We conquer in trials and in difficulties. And so we see here, my friends, that the faithful God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we are able to bear, and that He will make a way of escape in this means, this grace of God given to us, so that we do not sin against God in temptation. And I must share a true story with you now about my dad. My dad was a man who lived in a different part of the country than I lived in America. He lived in Florida, and I spent most of my life on the West Coast. But early in life, I think I was about 5 years old, my mom married another man, and so we went to move out west, away from my real father, who lived in Florida, with my stepdad. And so I didn't see my dad many times over the years, but I did see him a few times. And after I was saved, I made a special trip to share the gospel with my dad. And I got to know him, and I was blessed to meet him about five times after my childhood. And it was only perhaps a couple of years after I had traveled to share the gospel with him, that my dad had professed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was in his mid-60s at that time. Soon after that, we learned that he had cancer, lung cancer. And so it is that my wife and I visited my dad. His name was Kenneth. A few other times, it was a long and difficult trip for us to make, but we went to see him. And I remember the last time that I saw him, that he shared with me his hope and his confidence. And his hope was based upon these very verses in 1 Corinthians 10. And he looked at me, and he had lung cancer. It had ravaged his body. He was in pain. He was undergoing chemotherapy. He was on pain medication. And he looked at me and he said that his hope was that God, who had created him, would not crush him, but that God would allow him to bear this agonizing time of having cancer and going through the death process and dying, because we were sure and he knew that he was going to pass on. The cancer was advanced in its stages. He shared with me that his confidence was in Jesus, who would not allow him to be tempted beyond which he was able, but with the temptation would make the way of escape, that he could bear it. And he simply said, "I'm trusting him that I can bear this. Somehow he's going to help me." And I must share with you, too, that just the other day I had a very difficult time physically. I've been a bit ill. I've had a back injury. And I felt for a moment there that I just couldn't really cope very well with this pain that I was enduring. And I became, in almost a moment, hopeless and extremely afraid that I was going to come into this very difficult time of great darkness and fear. And I panicked in my heart, and I remembered what my dad said. And then I remembered the verses. And I began to pray and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. And I must share with you, God brought real and sure comfort into my heart that he would give me grace to bear my pain at that moment, just as he had given my dad grace. And my dad died in the grace of God, I trust, and went to be in the Lord Jesus and was not crushed, but God assisted him, strengthened him, and aided him all the way through until the end. And so, my friends, we want to continue next Lord's Day with this series of sermons. It's a short series. It will only be two sermons, I believe. But let's talk again next time about God's grace to help us in our time of temptation. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your wonderful, wonderful blessing and grace that helps us when we are tested, even sorely, hard tested, when we are tempted to evil, even when it seems as though the evil one himself is pressing upon us. And we thank you for your grace, Lord. I thank you for the grace that came to my dad, that he trusted you and found your grace sufficient for him, even at the time of his dying. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Give us such sufficient grace, and we bless you and we praise you, our Father. Bless this truth to my listeners' hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And so, my friends, until next Lord's Day morning, may the Lord of glory bless you.